Chapter 5, The Yoga of Renunciation of Action, Arjuna said. Renunciation of action and yoga, you praise both of these. Which is the better of these two? Tell this to me decisively. The Holy Lord said, renunciation and yoga both lead to highest happiness. Of the two, however, yoga excels mere renunciation. He is a constant renouncer who neither likes nor dislikes, for free from the pairs of opposites, he easily is freed from bonds. Sankhya and yoga are different, the childish declare, not the wise. If one is practiced correctly, that person finds the fruit of both. The place attained by the Sankhyas is also attained by yogis. Sankhya and yoga are one, he who perceives this truly perceives. Without yoga, O mighty armed, renunciation's hard to gain. The sage disciplined in yoga quickly attains unto Brahman. Yoga yoked with self purified, with self subdued senses conquered. His self, the self of all beings, he is not tainted when acting. I do not do anything thus, thinks the steadfast knower of truth. Seeing, hearing, touching, smelling, eating, walking, sleeping, breathing. Speaking, releasing, and holding, opening and closing his eyes. Convinced that it is the senses that move among the sense objects. Offering actions to Brahman, having abandoned attachment, he acts untainted by evil, as lotus leaf is not wetted. Yogis act only with body, mind, intellect, or the senses, forsaking attachment to deeds, for purifying of their heart. Well poised, forsaking action's fruit, they attain peace of steadfastness. But those led by desire are bound by attachment to action's fruit. Renouncing all acts with the mind, the embodied sits happily within the city of nine gates, not acting or causing actions. Neither agency nor action does the Lord create for the world, nor union with the fruit of deeds. Inherent nature does the deeds. The omnipresent takes note of neither merit nor demerit. Ignorance envelops knowledge, by it people are deluded. But those whose ignorance has been destroyed by knowledge of the self, that knowledge of theirs like the sun reveals then the supreme Brahman. With intellect absorbed in that, whose self is that, steadfast in that, and whose consummation is that, purified are freed from rebirth. The wise see the same Atman in the wise Brahmin who's disciplined, a cow, an elephant, a dog, even in an eater of dogs. Those whose minds rest in evenness conquer existence in this world. Brahman is even and perfect, so they indeed rest in Brahman. Resting in Brahman and steady in intellect undiluted, the pleasant does not rejoice him, nor does the unpleasant grieve him. Unattached to external things, finding happiness in the self, and one with Brahman through yoga, he gains unchanging happiness. Pleasures born of contact indeed are wombs of pain, son of Kunti. They have beginning and an end, the wise does not delight in them. He who can endure here before liberation from the body, desire and anger's impetus, is a yogi, a happy man. He whose happiness is within, whose delectation is within, whose light is within, that yogi, one with Brahman, gains nirvana. With imperfections exhausted, doubts dispelled and senses controlled, engaged in good for all beings, the seer gains Brahma Nirvana. released from desire and anger with thoughts restrained. Those ascetics who know the self find very near the bliss of Brahma Nirvana. Excluding all outside contacts, fixing awareness between the brows, balancing both inhaling and exhaling within the nostrils. Controlling sense, mind, intellect, with moksha as the supreme goal. Freed from desire, fear, and anger, such a sage is forever free. Knowing me, the enjoyer of sacrificial austerities, mighty lord of all the world and friend of all creatures, he gains peace. Om Tat Sat. Thus in the Upanishads of the glorious Bhagavad Gita, the science of the eternal, the scripture of yoga, the dialogue between Sri Krishna and Arjuna, ends the fifth discourse entitled, The Yoga of Renunciation of Action.